Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello one, hello all. It is I, John Robbins, the landlord of the moon underwater, and I am ensconced, dare I say, in the very heart of all desire, in TMUW, Tango Mike Uniform Whiskey, with Tango Romeo, no, Tango Lima Romeo Alpha. I'm here in the moon underwater with a lovely Robin, and this is a special murmuration that we're sending out from the correct realm. For many, many months now, we have released a bonus episode called Behind the Cellar Door. And Behind the Cellar Door is where Robin and I go within the heart of the pub's mind, basically, is what it is. And as part of Behind the Cellar Door, those patrons who donate to the top tier, the Legends Underwater, get their name immortalized forever in a piece of verse. For some reason, we've always put that recording on the bonus podcast. We thought, what on earth are we doing? Because these are some of the greatest works of prose and music ever committed to murmuration, ever carried by an atom from one realm to another. So from next week, the patron's poem will feature on the main podcast. But in order to make sure all those former Legends Underwater are immortalised in front of the greater public, we thought we would create a sort of classic album's look back at some of the great patrons' poems. And if you would like your name to feature in the patron's poem or to support this podcast at any level, you can head to moonunderpod.com or patreon.com/moonunderpod. And all of those well, you could call them donations, but people do get a hell of a lot of fun stuff. Well, some fun stuff. Some stuff. People do get some stuff. Yeah. Contributions to the upkeep of this hallowed tavern. But if you should want to contribute to the upkeep of this hallowed tavern, you can head to moonunderpod.com or patreon.com/moonunderpod. And you don't have to contribute to the top tier. You can contribute to any of the tiers, for which you get a miscellany of sort of perks, I guess. But those who do fulfill, I think, their destiny, it's safe to say, as Legends Underwater, are forever remembered in the patron's poem. Now, I am the lyricist. I'm the great bard. Robin is the troubadour. He is the composer with his lyre and lute.
Mm.
And I have to say, Robin does all the music for The Moon Underwater. You can check out his music at robinallander.bandcamp.com. May I just say for just 1 second, Robin?
Thank you.
And an awful lot of work does go into the soundscapes that you hear every week.
Dreamscapes.
Dreamscapes, soundscapes, sound dreams. So, Robin, do you want to talk about the process of composing before we hear the first of the patron's poem? Do you want to just sort of take us into the mind of the composer?
Well, you know, I just, you know, come up with a little bit of music, record it, add a few extra instruments. You send over the poem, and I whack it on top of it.
Mm, mm, mm. And what are some of your influences with some of the sounds? For example, in the one we're going to hear first.
Yeah, in the first one. Well, this was a tricky one, the first one, because it was the first one. there was an awful lot of names to get in. So you're really speed reading at times, which I love.
Yeah.
I'd come up with a song. I think as well, I realized I went a bit crazy with the production, made it sound nice and tapey and warm. And the song wasn't long enough because there were so many names. So I had to do a little reprise at the end, a little bit of a drum beat coming back in. And yeah, I just open up Logic and I just express myself, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's so good to hear.
Lovely Mellotron sound. I had some beautiful rhymes, I've got to say, John. Let me throw it back at you. Some incredible rhymes going on there. Ask Demetrius Skipsis if desire's an ellipsis. How do you come up with shit like that, man?
It was a real challenge. I was in the studio all day. I think there were around 80 names. And the thing is, when you have as many different rhymes as I do at your fingertips, it's a matter of picking one, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the difficult thing is not the unusual names like Demetrius Skipsis. The difficult things is when you've got a double Laura Thompson on your hand. You're double Thompsoned.
Smiths, Jones.
Well, Smiths and Jones... And homophones.
Mm. Wow, he just did that off the cuff.
Yeah,
this is the kind of magic we're dealing with. I didn't ask you to do a rhyme. You did a rhyme.
It's the double Thomases. When you find you've been double Thomas, how do you give that person the heft that they deserve in verse? But there is a fun fact, and I shouldn't really be saying this, but there is a reference to Queen's Brighton Rock in the first one, in the line, "Don't away, Julie Kay, tarry stay with Mark Gray."
Yes, I thought tarry was a kind of unusual word in the Robins lexicon, actually.
Yeah.
Never heard you use tarry before.
No, it's from a line in Brighton Rock, which is one of my favourite Queen songs. And I just want to get the lyric right, even though I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go insane if I got it wrong. Yeah, so the line from Brighton Rock is, "Jenny, will you stay, tarry with me, pray?" And I just sort of channeled that in the line.
You're a magpie. You're taking little bits from here and a little bit from there.
Yeah.
And it creates something unique.
I really liked the line, "The light now is surely for Philip Little, John Lawley." I like the idea of the light being for someone. A specific type of light.
It was a big learning curve for us, wasn't it? You know, there's a lot of names to cram in. And, you know, I think in later patrons' poems, I kept things a bit simpler, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting challenge as a writer.
Yeah.
Because, for example, in the first patrons' poem, I had to accommodate 80 names. But there's one patrons' poem we'll come to later. It was just one name. And... whilst financially that's quite depressing, as a creative, that's really interesting territory.
Yeah. It's the page less blank, as they say, you know.
What's the writing in between the lines?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear the first ever patron's poem. "Oh, to thee, who reveal thy sen from alley and gleam, praise be to the pubmen, the ale dames, and the pint swains in between. In between the violet and the violet, the pub saluteth you. All hail Ross Thompson, Oliver Stanley, Julie Pugh. Barson of the Barson, the good knight Kev Barson. I hasten to mention, dear friend Lewis Denson. Becca Matthews enthused by the cry, light shimmers so brightly through the glass of Matt Dye. Sound the Sarah Chapman klaxon, sound too for Mark Hughes' action, and while away a stolen day with Cameron Kay and John Thackeray. The single named malts glimmer on the racks, Ollie, Fiona, Richard and Max. Cookie too shall sing loud and true, Joe and Ben with Helen and Stu, and with Hayden we'll hide in, how happy we'll be. The light now is surely for Philip Little, John Lawley, and time is the border crossed by Alex Calder. Come in, be here, be at peace with your place. Colin Delgano, Jen Goodison, the look on your face. Sit here with Dylan Spicer, Dilsey's his name. Make room for Mark Davis, Kieran Sharples, Lee McElway. Hold each other close in pub, pint and booth. Drinks for Tom Spinks, James Wilkinson too. And raise up that beer, for Peter Sanderson's near, and he chinketh his glass with Sir Wesley of Nash. Get your sheets, there's a quiz, Rob Wilson's a whiz. Pens at the ready, Grant Kennelly, and no phones, no phones, Chris Jones. But a pint, please, of Foster's for good Hilly Foster. We'll roll out the barrel for old-timer Lloyd Farrell, because the moon underwater welcomes Brian Spadora. Ask Demetrius Skipsis if desire's an ellipsis, and pour tons for Chris Porton. There's peace and respite in every stool, nook and arch, lit by bright pint light, S.J. Stimmock, Julie Marshall, R.J. March. Don't away, Julie Kay, tarry stay with Mark Gray, Chef Roth with Matt Frith, and a hush with Elliot Crush, a Tom Collins for Ben Collins, and a couple for Debbie Coppel. Get the door again, John Dorgan, there's room for Thomas Gordon, Paula Ronan, James Plett, what you want, let me get. Come in, come aboard, climb on, Dave McClymont. Get warm, come near, and raise a glass to Tom Deere. The time now for Dave Howe, three cheers, take a bow. All the fields for Tom Eales, former Huddle, Thomas Muddle. Nick, wait a while, till the shadows cast long. All the way from James Williams to the chair of Chris Thompson. There's no rusher, Jake Usher. Stay long, Stephen Lang. No telly for Sam Ellis, so think or just stare. Helen Marsh is just vibing, and look, Katie Cook brought a book. Pavel Kondov got tomorrow off, so he can stay a good while. Dwayne Williams, pull a sickie just to see Dave Hunt smile. Don't delay thee, Simon Mulvaney. The door's open for Kate Carson, Ian Ellis, Pauline Tracy. There's space on the bench for Chris Jones, Sarah Trench. Johnny Lee, take a knee, say a prayer for ABV. Out of alleys, up the stairs, Danny Amy, Warren Pears. Take a seat, be a wisher. To the past, Adam Fisher. You're not alone, Nicholas Jones, Rob Wilson, Mark Cole. We are here, it is time. Ian Craddock, one more wine. Matthew Stevenson's coming, all the way from the Crosshands. And Richard Bicknell's in a taxi, bringing with him Lexi Newlands. Neil Hutchinson's tiring and falling asleep, with Tom Sedgwick beside him, not snoring, not a peep. Dave Ratcliffe began with a pint of the best. Ninian Goff now arriving with pride on the chest. Dave Bradley, quite sadly, has spilled half his beer. Don't worry, my Davey, we'll refill and clear. Michelle Chadwick, still standing with cider inside. Kate Anderson, give a Henderson. She's just merry, not pie-eyed. Take your wand, Simon Holland, and conjure this place. Use desire, nostalgia, through time and through space. So Joe Lloyd might just find us aglow in the night. A shimmer under street lamp, guiding Nicola Wright. Do not falter, Trevor Poulter, as you wend your way here. A veranda for Alison Alexander, just watch, it appears. For this pub, we are learning, is our needs and our yearning. Into dreams it is burning, joy returning, Luke McKernan. There it is. It's quite an epic, a saga, one could say.
Yeah, it is. It's the longest one. Let's just say that.
Well, or is it? Because the second one is also quite long.
It is. The second one, big Elliot Smith influence here.
Yeah.
I was getting into my diminished and augmented chords for this one. It's in standard tuning. But I thought, let's kind of get interesting with those chords. Put some augmented chords in there. And yeah, it's in a 6-8. Speeds up a bit at one point, and then it kind of gotten a bit Australian now.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, Jim O'Rourke, big influence on my work. So he's, there's a bit of him in there.
Well, also, this is quite Jim O'Rourke territory in terms of the sort of music you're doing, you know, sort of like 7-minute instrumentals. He unfortunately didn't have my lyrics to work with.
No, alas. Lovely, lovely rhymes in this. Mark Bennett, you rhymed with tenants.
Yes. Well, it's that half rhyme. And what I was looking for there is a bit of dissonance.
Well, the thing is, as I always say, you know, someone says to you, that doesn't rhyme. You just say, well, you know, the world doesn't rhyme. Okay.
The world doesn't rhyme.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this poem's bad. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but capitalism's bad.
Yeah. Do you know what the only word in the English language that doesn't have a rhyme?
Orange.
No.
I don't know.
Pint.
Pint. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. Pint. That's a struggle for you.
Yeah, it's a big struggle.
Yeah. It's kind of a formal struggle.
You can often tell in the patrons' poems that I'm often front-loaded with ideas, so I'll use up quite a lot of rhymes for the first person. In this one, I was very proud of John Myers, "Your desires are the fuel for our fires. Don't cry as we're not liars. We requires pint triers."
I love that. I love that. I like Sam Greasley could easily conjure pints pouring ceaselessly. I mean, that's lovely.
Yeah. But I think the high point of all of the patrons' poems came in this one, where I had to find a rhyme for Eva Benker.
Yeah, love
it. Now, in order to get the rhyme in, I had to do an awful lot of groundwork. So here's the line. "A question about football from one of the booths. What's the name for that penalty that show-offs can do? No answers forthcoming for that distinctive kick style. Then Eva Benker cries Panenka. Lord, that took a while."
Brilliant.
That took me a long time. But it was worth it.
Panenka. I didn't even know what a panenka was. It's where you do a little chip over the goalie, isn't it, when you're doing a penalty?
It's a pointless thing that sort of show-offs do.
Yeah. But, well done. I mean, brilliant, you know. I was like, am I listening to Paul Muldoon?
Yeah, Pulitzer Prize here. Yeah.
You know, it was incredible stuff.
Let's hear that Elliot Smith-inspired patron's poem. "All hail to the patrons, the fairest of all. Come hither, come pintward, to the Golden Ale Hall. John Myers, your desires are the fuel for our fires. Don't cry us, we're not liars, we requires pint triers. Come in, I behoove you, Kirk Booth will bebooth you. Retire to a corner, Neil Spark and Rob Warner. With a cheer we remember them, Detta Hannon, Stephanie Pemberton. Raise a glass, Jay Douglas. Pint of Tennants, Mark Bennett. In thanks for donation, Holly McIntosh, Stephen Compton. The realm will becalm thee, Sean Thomas, Connie D. Pour some wine, have a lager, with a top for Liam Arger. There's room for one and room for all. Lewis Rooney, John Grant, Rob Simpson, Ben Hall. Jane Ford can afford a guest ale from the board. It's a new one, 5 stars, have a taste, Ellie Carr. Will Johnson, Finlay Nicol are eyeing the gleam, and they stand with Ed Hedges, the publican's dream. Leave your watches outside, throw them right down the drain. There's no time here, Jordan Allen, Sam Ruddick, Matthew Frame. Andy Walker's a talker, he'll chat all night long. Any topic that Nick Todd picks, they'll right all the wrongs. Or a song with Donna Long. You can't go wrong. Join the throng. She's the voice of an angel. It rings like a bell. Applause from Ross Cluett, Jack Owen, Joss Rupel. Mike Downing is downing his pint at a pace. Slow down, dearest Mikey. There's no time here, no race. I'm employed to fill the void. Pint deployed, Stephen Murgatroyd. Laughter bubbles, easing troubles, as Jock Gillespie orders doubles. Straight, ice or water, pass one to Ian Waller. Dave Gallagher's game for a pub with no shame. Gareth Webb is the same in the glow of a flame. There's no blame, you exclaim. That's the aim, James Balmain. Just this place, just this piece, just this part of our mind, where I warn thee, Jonathan Hornby, all our dreams are entwined. Sam Greasley could easily conjure pints pouring ceaselessly. Joe Richmond imagines special tankards, pewter fashioned. Heather Vever's endeavours to combine brass and leather. Just invent it, Ben Warnett, and here it will be. Gold candlesticks for John Chadwick and a piano for Niall Murphy. Harry Harding is hardly the last to arrive. Who's he bringing? Colton Bingham? In here they will thrive. We will all work, Gemma Wall work, to make this place right. Pete Wanacott, he's here all night. Pete Wanapint, more like. It is surely Neil Hawley who's next in the queue for a pint of best bitter with a deep nut brown hue. A question about football from one of the booths. What's the name for that penalty that show-offs can do? No answers forthcoming for that distinctive kick style. Then Eva Benka, Kreis Panenka. Lord, that took a while. A round has been ordered by Richard Kilpatrick. Beer, stout and cider, we call it the hat trick. Tom Hoskins is hosting the quiz, it is writ. And leading after round one is Daniel DeWitt. Helen Morsha will endorse you to host it next week. She knew loads of the plays written in ancient Greek. For the moon underwater is to everyone's taste. Alison Williams brought cupcakes and none went to waste. Mark MacDonald provided a rare Beaujolais. Edward Preston Bell was impressed as hell and decided to stay. William Symington was desiring then a book to take home. From the library he selected a superb publi tome. Ian Bennett, who had read it, said, "Don't Google the end." And with that, he was gone, with the book in his hand. And after him, the rest of you called time for this eve. Benedict Cordy drained his Guinness and decided to leave. Not with sadness nor mourning, but a smile on his chops. For our door's always open, this pub never stops. Callum Thomas, go safely with your coat and your hat. "It's dark, man," cried Adam Brackman. "You'll need the eyes of a cat." And to silence again in this pub of the mind. Just Robin and the landlord now cleaning the lines. For tomorrow, new dawning will bring us again to an alleyway shifting, revealing our scent. There it was, there it was. And Robin, for muso heads, what is it that makes Elliot Smith sound like Elliot Smith? Because he has got a very distinctive sort of melody tone style.
There's a good YouTube video about a kind of an Elliot Smith chord. He uses a chord, a certain chord. I couldn't give you an example of it right now. But it's an unexpected major where you might kind of expect a minor. So there's a kind of like classic songwriting style to him. And, you know, also production-wise, you know, double-tracking his voice and is kind of classic Elliot Smith thing to do.
Because it's very distinctive, but you're right. It's that thing that great musicians can do where they make a major chord sound sad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And that's quite a skill. Keith Jarrett's another person who can do that.
Keith Jarrett. Oh, you've been getting into Jarrett, have you?
I've been getting so deep into Jarrett, man.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Wowee. Anyway, on to Patron's Poem number 3.
Sure.
Which, and this is where I begin to go a little bit off the rails. Well, off the rails, or just challenging received wisdom.
Absolutely. Time Never Ends is in this one. Love that. Looped that around. Time Never Ends, bit of delay on there.
Yes.
This is quite an unusual one. I went more of an electronic direction here came up with a little loop on my synthesizer, which had 7 beats in the bar. Managed to kind of map that out and get a beat going alongside it. And, you know, just thought it sounded pretty groovy in the end.
What, for musos out there, what synthesizer do you use?
It's a Roland SH-101.
Ooh. So it's literally synthesizer 101.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I was pleased with that line, where Adam Cheatham can meet with his friends and where Adam Cheatham can seat him and time never ends.
It's very beautiful, yeah. I like as well to sit, something to do with sit in the cellar. You come to the moon of underwater to sit in the cellar or just drink or just smile. Going to the pub just to smile. It's very zen.
Oh, it's pretty zen. If Buddha went to a pub.
Yeah.
Or the Dalai Lama or any of the big ones. Your old Popey.
Yeah, Pope. The Pope went to a pub.
The Pope went to a pub and picked up a pint of piss. That's a little tongue twister for you.
If the Pope went to a pub and picked up a pint of piss, how many pints can a Pope...
How many pints of piss can a Pope pick up? To any of you listening who are Catholic or found that offensive, don't worry, the Pope was having a lovely time. It was a bit of fun. It was a bit of fun. He just picked it up, popped it back down again. in order that he would give unto the world a tongue twister. So... Let's hear this electronic 7-beat looped patron's poem. Oh, reveal me a pub in the lilac of dusk. Reveal me a pint and reveal me a place with Alison Waterfield in Desire's embrace, where Dominic Beattie and Benjamin Pugh have time for one more or maybe a few. Where Adam Cheatham can meet with his friends, and where Adam Cheatham can seat him and time never ends. Where Richard O'Brien, not that one I'm sure, can specify pint and oversee pour. Where Darren Easton can feast on its kegly delight, and where Marcus Cooper can lay claim to the night. Where Nathan Ward comes aboard to have pump clips explored, and Ben Humphrey finds a booth free to be rightly adored. Where Emma Smith finds some time to commune with her wine, and Richard Gill needs no pill to define the sublime. Ella Harris is the heiress to this fortune of fun. Inherit she will Daniel Cockerill and his round for everyone. And last but not least, he can handle his gin. It's the Vibe Smith, the Come Alive Smith, it's Randall Irwin. So newest friends, take your seats or just stand. For here now you rest with your dreams in your hand. And the moon underwater will meet once a while to sit in the cellar or just drink. Or just smile. By this stage, the amount of names is becoming more manageable.
Absolutely. You can slow it down. And I think as the patrons' poems, you know, go on, we get a bit more space to breathe.
Yes. But I was... Nelly de Goguel...
Oh, this was a brilliant one.
Was a... I knew as soon as I saw the name on the page, I was going to have to pull out all the stops here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spoil it, actually. I'll let you hear it in the patrons' poem. But Nelly de Goguel... There was a little bit of a run-up to that one.
Yeah.
Also, the last one in, that's a cryptic crossword phrase, L-O-I, last one in.
Last one in, yes, yeah. They always comment that in The Guardian.
Yeah, was Matt Wood. And again, it's very overwrought, but I sometimes think there can be a simplicity in overwroughtness.
Yeah, the world is overwrought, so...
I thought, Matt Wood, let's go literal... Let's rhyme it with itself, and, you know, then you're away.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. I liked Joseph Bunn can have some fun with a pint in his hand or a half or none. again, going very zen.
Yeah. Talk to us music-wise about number four.
Well, composed this one on the piano. Wanted to have a kind of slight jazzy swing kind of vibe. Kind of, I had in mind a kind of autumnal walk in Central Park. When I was composing this one, kind of like a little bit, you know, kind of a jazzy feel.
With maybe a little bird flying across your path.
A bird flies, a trumpeter sighs.
Yeah.
You know, the world dies.
A chaplain cries.
Yes. And Boris Johnson lies.
Oh dear, yeah. Robin. Oh, well, let's hope you're never having to... add satire to your music because the songs would be too hot to handle.
Yeah, they wouldn't play them on the radio.
No, they wouldn't. Okay, so here is patron's poem numero four. Oh, pinting hour, in realm unknown, the patrons come through dusklit gloam. Location unknown, but for you, 'tis home. But come alone and don't bring your phone. When searching, please don't sound a bugle. Ne'er a need to Google Nelly de Gogwell. Alex Fox has barred the locks. No going home till 1 o'clock's. Within these walls, you won't be sad, son. You'll laugh and joke with old Miles Gladson. And Joseph Bunn can have some fun with a pint in his hand, or a half, or none. There's Chris Brooks, relaxed in nooks, and we'll lessen the pore time for Jessica Purton. Sit here all through flow and ebb. A pill's from Zagreb for James D. Webb. Elliot Mills has the thrills for quarter gills of malt distilled. And it's Bear Oak style that raises a smile. That's understood. Paint ain't good. But there is one booth where we've done all we could. And a plaque that reads, Matt Wood's Matt Wood. So here we are, in time unkept, sharing pints while others slept. Secret, yes, but pass it on. And add a pal to Le Poem Patron.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, ever immortalized Matt Wood and Nelly de Gogwell. What a time to be alive. Robin, on to number 5.
This is my favourite one. I was really happy with this. I thought it was just, I don't know, like, I came up with a song a while ago and thought it was, I actually genuinely really like this one. I think it's good. It's a good song.
As a composer, Robin.
Go on.
Do you find it easier to come up with stuff if you have a specific task, like the patron's poem? Because you're a musician outside of the patron's poem and the moon underwater. So do you find yourself able to do more in a shorter space of time than you would do if, say, you were working on your own album?
I find I can't compose, like, to... If you asked me to compose something by the end of today, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm always just playing the guitar and messing around with music. But finishing things is the most important thing. With a deadline and having to finish something, that really, really helps you just focus your ideas and think, right, I've got to get this done. But actually composing to order, I don't think I could do. I think that's very different because there is a bit of kind of, you just have to wait for the right idea to come along kind of thing.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney always says, like, I was sitting there and I felt like writing a song. He does kind of almost turn up to work like that.
So you didn't get like tweaker's paralysis with these?
What's that?
Well, like where you could sort of, there's no end to a song if you keep sort of remixing and mixing and...
Right. No, no. Yeah, that's the great thing about working on these. They all had a deadline. Whereas I've been working on an album for the last 7 years that I can't finish. Yeah.
What you should do with that album...
is fucking delete it.
No.
Yeah.
Is release the first version and the most recent version on the same release. And say, look, here's the 2015 original take. Here's where it is now, and maybe just release it every 7 years.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that might be a terrible idea.
But lyrics born. You are absolutely brilliant with this. Iridescent Tourmaline.
Oh yeah. Oh well, this is the one name. This is the one name one.
Oh yeah, this is the one name Watson. The one name Watson. Yeah, this was brilliant.
The one name Watson.
Yeah. I mean, incredible work. Unusually preoccupied with swans. But.
Yeah, but I mean, I was lucky in a sense that Christy Green had a very rhymeable name.
Yeah, yeah.
If this had been...
Demetra Skipsis,
this wouldn't have been quite as long. Yeah, it's nice when I see names of people I've actually met at gigs and things in, for example, Stephen Murgatroyd.
I think his Twitter bio is Desire and Ellipsis.
Oh, great. Because Stephen Murgatroyd I've met at a few gigs and he's in number two.
Mm.
And the line is, I'm employed to fill the void. Pint deployed, Stephen Murgatroyd. I like that, pint deployed.
Pint deployed is excellent.
But yeah, it was really nice just to be able to focus on one patron for this one, Christy Green. And what a lovely name. I really like Christy as a name. But yeah, Iridescent Tourmaline and swans, because the first thing I thought of, because I'm, I don't know if you've heard of the phrase outside of the box thinker.
Rings a couple of bells.
The first word that came to mind was skein, and then I was away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just off. It's like the pen's writing itself.
So an entire patron's poem for one very lucky patron. Here it is. Patrons gather and hear my song. Pint havers, bottle lovers, join the throng. All comers welcome in endless booths, in nooks and crannies under vaulted roofs. And into the pint-lit twilight comes one more, a single legend amongst the score. Praise be and ringing bell, to sound her entry, wish her well. O friend, O comrade, how longst it's been to see you here in robes that gleam, and with you 50 swans between. Such glorious beasts, they're quite the skein. What does this mean? To watch swans preen with eyes of iridescent tourmaline. But swan and pint befit the scene to welcome hither Christy Green. Oh, Christy, Christy, how we've missed thee and yearned to share a dram of whiskey. So stand and form a guard of honour for this month's venerable solo donor. Some pledge to fix the mortar and some donate with just their laughter. But all praise Christy and applaud about her, for she truly is a legend underwater. Well, Christy, we hope you enjoyed that. But Robin, talk us through number six.
Well, I think a lot of these ones from now start off with a kind of 3-4 thing, and then it goes into this kind of faster finger-picking thing. So this is one of those ones. I was sort of really happy with it. I've been playing with this riff for a while. Yeah, just it was dead easy.
So when you say you're playing with a riff for a while, where does the riff live? Do you ever write it down, or does it live in your fingers?
It lives in the old fingers. The thing is that's funny about
does it linger in the finger?
It lingers in the fingers, and it brings us, hopefully, you some joy.
Oh,
but you know the sad thing is about these. I've listened through to them, and like I can't really remember how to play them anymore because I sort of came up with them in quite quickly, and I need to go back and learn them again. But there are certain things. There are certain tunings I really like that I come up with a lot of things, and I just have the guitar in a certain tuning.
But that's sort of. We were talking about Keith Jarrett earlier. He wouldn't be able to play the Coln concert ever, again, ever. That's mad, isn't it? You know, it's the best-selling piano album of all time.
Do you know the really fascinating thing about the Cologne concert is he got there and he almost refused to do the gig because they got the wrong piano.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was like maybe like a cheaper piano or something. So he was having to really hit the notes to get this attack. So he was playing in a certain way. And that kind of really brought it out of him. And there's also a lovely bit at the start where I think it starts and the church bell of the town rings. And he starts playing ding, ding, ding.
Oh, nice.
And you can kind of hear some laughter. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. It really is.
Speaking of beautiful pieces of music, I think it's time for Patron's Poem number 6. Can it be, and thus be true, a horizon pub for all of you? See it shimmer in the day, at night the shadows rise to play. Its halls and ceilings lit by fire, its booths and corners breathe desire. And at the bar, a landlord gleaming, with drinks to come and aid your dreaming. Enter now, be safe from harm, and pour the pints for Katie Schwarm. Sarah Hurley's starting early, and an end to frowning for young Will Downing. The moon is dancing on the windows, and within our hearts a beaming smile grows. For friend and comrade, known or stranger, we'll give 3 cheers for Adam Granger. And all in here know well the tap would quench forever Barney Hapgood, and quench it will all those here gathered. So grab a seat and let's get lathered. Yeah, you join us back at Behind the Patron's Poem, John Robbins' lyrics, Robin Islander music. It's a Lennon and McCartney partnership, if either Lennon or McCartney were actually any bloody good.
It's more Elton John, Bernie Taupin, really.
Yes, it's Taups and Elton and Elts. Old Elty, old Taup. The Tarpaulin, they call him, because he covers Elton's piano with such a waterproof mesh.
Of lyric.
of lyric and music.
They've never had an argument, those two.
They've never met.
Fuck off. They've never met.
They have had an argument. They fell out for years.
No, they say they've never had an argument.
Really? That's got to be a lie. They fell out, but they certainly didn't work together for a long time. Maybe they met. Maybe they left on amicable terms. I don't know.
I think they still work together.
They do, but they had a big break. Oh, or no. Am I thinking of Jim Steinman and Meatloaf? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Apologies to Taups, the Tarpaulin, and to Elts for casting aspersions about your working relationship. I was thinking about Jim Steinman and Meatloaf. Though I think they actually, come to think of it, I think Elton and Bernie did have a period where they didn't work together.
I'm sure they did, but I think in Rocket Man it says they never argued or something like that.
Yeah.
But Patron's Poem 7. So this one came about because I just thought it would be funny. You know, on Spotify, if you listen to some like classical relax, there are playlists of relaxing piano music, and you go on the artist, and like the artist doesn't exist. You Google them, and they don't exist. It's literally just a Spotify thing. So it's either like they're getting composers to come up with albums of relaxing piano music.
Yeah.
Or they're even algorithmically creating piano music.
But why not just use existing piano music that's relaxing?
Well, because like it's probably cheaper.
Wow.
But what I was trying during the first lockdown, I thought I'm going to try and make a relaxing piano music album under a pseudonym.
Yeah.
And see if it kind of gets picked up on a big Spotify relaxing piano music album. But then I realised that's actually quite hard to do. But this is one of the songs that I came up with for that project.
I went through a period of listening to rain sound effects to get to sleep.
Yeah.
And you go on YouTube, some of these videos have had like 50 million views. And it's people who put them on every night to go to sleep. The amount of revenue that those people, the first person to think, do you know what, I'll just get 10 minutes of rain and put it on a loop. It must have made so much money.
Well, yeah.
So why doesn't everyone just create white noise, sort of 10 hours of white noise to get to sleep?
Yeah, that was my goal. That was how I thought I'd survive lockdown.
Have you still got those initial piano recordings?
I have, but I'm not a very good pianist, so it was all programmed. So it sounds a little bit robotic at times. I didn't get it to work.
So less relaxing.
But this one I was really happy with. I really like this one. I think it's quite cool.
Folks, if you want to get 10 hours of all the patrons' poems on a loop to help you get to sleep, then you need your head looking at.
The great rhymes. I really liked Feeling Swirly. It's Sarah Hurley. It's not the booze, though. She's otherworldly.
Oh, yeah, man.
Real nice.
So let's hear number 7. From cobbled street and dusty path, through sunset's gold and lightning's lash, come patrons here to seek their rest and bathe in pints to end their quest. The first to hear the ale pump sing is doughty pintman David Harding. He rests a while upon the bar, perusing beers, he remarks, "Ah!" Next to shelter, Charlie Steele, he made his journey on two wheels. Put down your helmet, oil your chain, it's time for pints and pints again. And to his left, Amanda stand. With thirsty eyes, it's Gavin Gland. Well, thirst no more, Gavin dear. Pints will arrive, and full of cheer. Next at the tills, it's Jonathan Wills. Spending money he saved for bills. But no money talk before the lash, and anyway, we don't take cash. Beneath the kind arch is Nicky Hindmarch, with wine to cure their pressing mouth parch. Feeling swirly, it's Sarah Hurley. It's not the booze, though, she's otherworldly. Come one, come all, come arm in arm, and make some space for Katie Schwarm. She's brought Catan. Oh, great, hooray! I'll swap two wool for one of your hay. Dear friends you are, and shall always be, within my pub and within me. There it was, the seventh patron's poem. And we come to our penultimate poem. That was our peri-penultimate poem.
Anti-penultimate.
Well, what's peri-penultimate?
I don't think that's... Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There's also anti-peri-penultimate.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the second last one.
Yeah.
I don't mind the opening rhyme to this, Robin, which took quite a lot of research on a lot of linguistic forums. And as its gleaming bar align, a group of pinting patrons trine.
Trine, yes, I really like trine.
Trine.
I mean, it sounds like you just made that up.
Well, I was trying to find out what the equivalent of twain is for three. And I assumed it would go all the way up to like 100. You'd had all these archaic words for things. But actually, there isn't. But trine, I think, does exist as a word.
Trine, yeah. I really like... In that deathly greyness glows a pubbly home to all that knows. And were you kind of using a kind of archaic version of know there to sort of, or were you just, did it happen to rhyme with glows?
Well, you know, you'd say he knows.
He knows.
So all that knows.
To all that knows. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, all that know.
But also it is quite funny just to add an S onto a word to make it rhyme.
Yeah.
Which I do quite a lot.
Yeah.
I think in one poem I rhyme end with hend.
Hend, yeah, I made a note. I like that. That's good.
And hend is your hand.
Yeah, it's hend. Musically, this was just another one. I don't know, a lot of them seem to start with this 6/8 feel and then go into this fast finger-picking thing. But it's some nice minor major modulation going on at the end of this. Quite like this one. Again, I can't remember how to play it.
Yeah, there's also room for a little bit of lightheartedness in some of the rhyming.
Yeah, yeah. It's back to the lyrics.
The way you enter your name is the way it appears, bear in mind, for anyone wanting to contribute. So we had a person whose name appeared as VCR Reviews Peter Walton. It's obviously quite difficult to rhyme VCR Reviews Peter Walton.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd have a bit of fun with it.
You made hay with it.
I did make hay with it. I said, his mulled wine piping hot and molten. It's VCR Reviews Peter Walton. Oh, Peter, with your mysterious moniker. It's quite the mouthful. Like a harmonica.
Very good.
Which is a lovely bit of humour.
It was, yeah. Nice humour.
It's nice humour. What were your influences, Rob, for the music here?
It was literally just Jim O'Rourke again. Yeah. I don't know, it's just finger-picking. You just finger-pick, get used to a certain style of playing. And certain things come out and they just, you know, I love John Fahey, I suppose a bit of him. I know, I really like this kind of 6/8 way of playing, where you kind of play the top and bottom E string together, then the A and B together, and then the G and D together, and you kind of get a harp-like sound.
Oh.
I like playing like that. I've gotten serious now. I didn't want this to be serious, but...
Have you ever thought about getting a harp?
Quite big.
Yes. Can you get a small harp?
Yeah, one of those auto harps. Well, Oldham's played one of those, you know, one of those, like, weird harps.
Oh, it's a ribcage one.
Yeah, yeah. They're very nice.
Called a ribcage harp? Yes. Yes. In fact, a friend of my mum's used to have one of those.
Yeah. Well, I did a tour once. A brilliant singer, Serafina Steer, who now is in a band called Bastian. But she played the harp, and she brought a harp on tour, and it was like... she's brilliant. That was hard work, taking a harp on tour.
Such a ball ache lugging it round. I'm guessing it has to have wheels.
Yeah.
Like on a sack truck. I love the name sack truck. It's such a... When I worked out that was the name for that thing, I thought that makes perfect sense, and I like saying it.
Mm.
Anyway, here is Patron's Poem number 8.
Athwart the mists, below the cloud, stars are hidden, murk abounds. But in that deathly greyness glows a pubbly home to all that knows. No signpost marks its secret path. Desire directs you to your glass. And at its gleaming bar a line, a group of pinting patrons trine. Stand one a tankard and you may receive your thanks from Andrew Hay. He's here all day and won't delay when foaming ale is in his way. The second legend on the prowl seeketh booze and laughter's howl. Take off your cowl and cure a scowl. The one and only Richard Powell. Our final guest is welcome often. He likes his crisps with only salt on. His mulled wine piping hot and molten. It's VCR Reviews' Peter Walton. Oh, Peter, with your strange, strange moniker. It's quite the mouthful, like a harmonica. And so we raise a glass to 3. Our newfound friends embrace with glee. Pull up a stool and let me see what drinks await for ye and thee.
We move on to our final patron's poem, and it's a Christmas theme at the Moon Underwater for this one.
Christmas theme, yeah.
Robin, talk to me.
Well, yeah, great lyric. What's a bummock? You said bummock is brood.
A bummock, I'll just look it up in my mind. A bummock is...
Have you had to go to private browsing?
No. A bummock is definitely a term because I found it in, I think I Googled in my mind, archaic brewing terms.
Right. You mentioned quarter gills in another one. I like that. Gills is an old measurement, isn't it?
A bummock is a brewing of a large quantity of malt as 2 bowls, perhaps, appropriated for the purpose of being drunk at once at a merry meeting. So it's like a Christmas special malt.
Right. Lovely, lovely turn of phrase.
Thanks.
This one, this one's super minimal, just a bit of electric guitar. Just vibed it, man. Just purely vibed it. Just expressed myself.
And were you summoning any kind of Christmas influence?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. Sorry, I should have put sleigh bells on it or something.
That's all right.
Well, I think I was a bit pushed for time, to be honest with you.
And also, there's a lot of sleigh bells knocking around at Christmas. You want to go against the grain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. In a world of sleigh bells, what do people want? Something without sleigh bells, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
We will finish with the final Christmas-themed patron's poem, and here's to many more patrons and many more poems. But from now on, the patron's poem will feature monthly in the main episode, and as we said at the start, if you would like to contribute and have your name immortalised forever in rhyme and song, then head over to patreon.com/moonunderpod, or indeed moonunderpod@sen.com. But moonunderpod.com, it's Sen. Here is the final track. Bye-bye.
Bye.
merry Yulemastide. Seek out our warmth, our fireside. The bummock is brewed, the cider is mulled. So enter the door of a tavern unequalled, where patrons and pub swains chink glasses with cheer and sing vaunting carols with smiles ear to ear. Dear friends and dear comrades, gather at helm to see in the new year from this correct realm. First at the bar, with champagne flute thinly, it's treat of the season, our own Tommy Finley. And standing beside him, with a torso so studly, it's Adonis and heartthrob, the sexy Tom Dudley. And poking his head in for a sup before tea, it's tinsel-clad legend, the one Simon Lee. Oh, sparkle, sparkle, Simon dear, and give a twirl to the patrons here. Our mulled wine recipe is a secret well guarded, dating back centuries from the chef won't be parted. And yet word has gone round that it's sure to have mace in. The rumour was spread by that tinker, Paul Mason. He swears on his life he's detected that spice, but remains tight-lipped on the others, which is really quite nice. So, my wonderful Christmas pals, drink deep, sup gleeful from our endless barrels. And as the clock strikes 12, you know that you ought to raise glasses and voices to the moon underwater.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.